This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Scarlet and Ivy, The Curse in the Candlelight, by Sophie Cleverly, read by Sarah Ovens.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Scarlet. It was the worst birthday I could remember. And considering I had spent my last birthday locked up in an asylum, that was really saying something. I ran into what had once been our bedroom, slamming the door shut behind me. I flung myself down on the dusty sheets and beat the pillow with my fists, sending clouds billowing into the air. It wasn't long until I heard light footsteps gently treading the stairs and the creak of someone pushing the door open. I knew it was my twin, Ivy. "Scarlet," she whispered, somewhere near my ear. "No," I said, my face still in the pillow. "No what?" she asked. I pushed myself up and stared at her, my arms folded. "No, I'm not going back in there, and no, I'm not going to apologise." She sat down on the bed beside me. "I wasn't going to say that. I don't blame you at all. I think she should apologise, but I know she never will." We hadn't wanted to go to our father's house that summer in the first place. We'd spent most of the holidays with our scatterbrained Aunt Phoebe in her cosy cottage. It meant cleaning and tidying.